The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, you should go. Get out of here. And that's what we're here for. Fox World Travel Show is on the air with Rose Gray. Hey, Rose, good morning.
How are you?
Good, thanks. You got something fancy today? You're dressed so nicely. Actually, I will tell you this. Rose never dresses down. I mean, Faiza and I, yeah, we look like we just fell off the loading dock.
Oh, you look comfy.
I am comfy. I'm so comfy. I am
not much of a jeans, t-shirt, sweatshirt kind of girl.
No.
I just feel I'm working. So I this is what I would wear to work.
Okay. All right. How's the Fox World Empire?
Wow. Every day I just love it more because we are planning and plotting and thinking, strategically planning how we're going to do 2021 and almost
2021.
We're 2020 is almost past, kids, as far as group travel is concerned. I do want to point out, if you go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, and then you do groups and you go to our group page, there is a rather new one that I did want to highlight. It's Ireland Adventure. And for those people who are looking for what I would call the highlights of the southern part of Ireland, it is a perfect, perfect trip. It's September 5th to the 13th. Dates couldn't be better. It's round trip Dublin on Aer Lingus, so you don't have to have any of that crazy connecting or any of that kind of stuff. And it's two nights in Dublin, 3 nights in Killarney, and 2 nights in Limerick, and then you fly back out of Dublin. And it's everything you want about Ireland, and it's new.
And it's like greatest hits, isn't it?
It is the greatest hits, So just wanted to point that one out. Also want to remind everybody that we still do have about 6 seats left on Tom Faiza's Best of Hawaii. 6. So after you've had 3 straight weekends of snowstorms,
you make that decision after you've come back from the mailbox.
Yeah.
I've had it.
Yeah. And then also want to remind everybody about Treasures of Incas, which is July 23rd through August 4th. That's with our good friend Elizabeth Kramer. And for those of you who follow Fox on Facebook, she is our featured tour manager on Facebook this week. She's just adorable. She has been in here before, and I'm going to get her on the show again because I just love her. She lives on a goat farm in Waldo, and yet she's been all around the world, and she on her own with the help of a tour company that she researched for 2 years because she wanted to make sure she was doing it right. She climbed Kilimanjaro last year.
I want to do that.
Yeah. So she's just amazing. She's doing Incas and Peru. And if you want to get on it, that's a go for sure. And we still have some seats left on it.
Nice. Yeah. Have you seen the Dolly Parton challenge?
No.
Okay. So it's popular on social media right now. You saw it, Sean, right? So it's a group of 4 photos, and Dolly Parton actually started it, and it's different pictures, and it says like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Tinder. So what your picture would be on all of those. So Elizabeth did one only for her goat. And so she had different pictures. So she's really good on social media.
And Norman, her favorite goat, plays the piano.
Norman is the goat.
Yeah, the
I'm
favorite.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Favorite. So anyway, she's just a lovely, amazing, fun person to travel with. And if you want to look at what she's doing for us in 2020, you can do that. And then what she's going to be doing for us in 2021. And then we also have to mention that we have got shows coming up, travel shows coming up on the 26th and 27th of February. 26th is in Neenah at the Bridgewood Hotel. It's a Best Western, a premier Bridgewood resort. And then the next night is here at Brookfield. It's the Embassy Suites. And this is Insight Vacations. And I'm going to tell you what, I mentioned the shows last week that the signups were, we were just flooded with signups. Everybody's waiting for Insight. And Dan.
Well, so if you're excited about, this is basically the travel version of Brewers on Deck.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes. Yes. We have our good friend from Insight Vacation, Gigi Bromage, coming in. Danny's going to be at the Milwaukee show because he and I are going to talk a little bit about Norway, which is sold out. So we're going to talk very little about it because we've got another one in the works.
And that's the way Norwegians are. We talk very little about things. That's right.
Perfect. And then we've got our 2021 plan. Now, I'm going to drop one teeny weeny little hit about, because the agents get mad at me when I talk about something that they don't know about, and then the calls start flooding in. And so we're featuring Danny's heritage on his 2020 trip. I thought it was only fair to feature his wife Suzanne's heritage on our 2021 trip. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. So I can't say anything.
Nothing. But I will tell you this. There are people who have been waiting for this particular tour to come around again. Because we didn't do it in 2020. We did do it in 19 and 18, and people are waiting for it.
So 1 month, right?
Yeah.
So 25th, Nina.
26th, Nina. And 27th, Brookfield.
Oh, okay. So a month and a day.
Yep.
Or 2 days. All right. I'm not letting math get in the way.
And we've never done this before, but when we did the Disney event at the beginning of December, we ran into a situation where we were at capacity. We were going to exceed the fire code.
Well, because this had wine, right? That's why. Walton wine, right?
If I say Rose, Danny, and Gigi, I might get that kind of response also. So
I'm going to try to get to the Nina one.
Oh, that would be very great.
What time was that, sir?
6:30.
Huh?
6:30.
Well, I can get there.
Yeah. Okay, well, that'd be awesome, right, Danny. That'd be awesome. But so I never want to say, you know, oh my gosh, if you don't sign up soon, you won't get in. But we had a situation where the fire code situation came into play, and we had to cut it off.
All right. So we're going to take a break. We're going to be back. We talked last week about Real ID. We're going to talk about it again because my wife and I were a week from getting our passports, but we need to talk about Real ID as well.
Perfect.
So I've got questions for you, my friend. Anybody else have a question for Rose? 855-616-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line. It's the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
919 at WTMJ, 32 degrees. Scattered snow this morning. Cloudy, flurries this afternoon. It's going to hit 36. Flurries drizzly tonight, otherwise cloudy, down to 32. Flurries tomorrow, otherwise mostly cloudy and 35. Kind of the pattern.
Would you like to get out of town?
Yeah.
Right. We can help you with that.
Yeah. Fox World Travel brought to you by the weather.
Yes. Thank you, Mother Nature.
Yeah. Let's head to Tosa. That's where Ron is. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Four family members, including me, have tickets to the Wuhan province and other places in China.
Sounds familiar. Wuhan. Where have we heard that?
I've been following everything very close, and we're going to be heading out there in April. What can you tell me? It's not looking very promising.
It doesn't look very promising. So the couple of things, I'm presuming that you have non-refundable tickets, but that you can change them for a fee.
You know what? I do not know that. It's all being handled by my daughter.
Okay.
So I will have to, we've been discussing it. So
typically, if you buy an airline ticket on any of the majors, and that does include some of them like China Eastern and China Airline and some of the others, so they're unless you've paid a fortune for them, typically they are non-refundable, but you can change them for a fee. So what that means is you can use them toward the purchase of another ticket plus the applicable fare difference and penalty, and you could go wherever else they serve. So if it's United or Delta, you could just take the value of that ticket and apply it to the ticket and go elsewhere.
Yeah, it's a Chinese airline.
It's a Chinese airline. So you may still be, but you might be surprised to find out that some of those Chinese airlines go to places like Shanghai. Beijing, or you may even find out that you could maybe fly to Singapore on them or something like that. They don't all just always stay in China. Or maybe you use one of the cities in China as you're connecting and buy a little tiny separate round trip to get to something outside of China.
Yeah, it's just that, what do you want to call it? Like the Great Wall we were going to visit.
Sure.
I understand that's like closed.
Sure.
And Shanghai Disneyland is closed, and stuff like that.
Yeah. So what I'm, or maybe you can call the airline and find out what they would do to give you an extension on the length of the life of the ticket. And once this is all cleaned up, you could go ahead and make your plans for 2021 or something like that instead. It sounds to me like you kind of have your heart set on going to China.
Let's just say it's bought and paid for.
Yeah. So again, many, many tour operators and airlines will be generous with you with regard. I don't know that they would just plain give you your money back, but they will give you some alternatives to reaccommodate you.
I suppose it's too late. I mean, it all happened. All the coronavirus stuff all went on after everything was bought and paid for. So I presume it's too late to get insurance.
Very much so, because that would, yep, exactly. So, and okay. At this point in time, I'm not sure exactly how that would have helped you. I think it may have, but it, like I said, many, many of these vendors, tour operators, and most especially airlines are going to be sympathetic, and they're going to help you if you go to them. They will.
Okay. That sounds like a best case scenario. I hope that works.
Me too. Me too.
Either that or it gets cured in about 2 months.
Yeah, that would be good too. And they may, right. And because it doesn't sound like far out, but because April is a little bit far out, they may say, let's revisit this in March and then we'll come up with a plan. Mm. So,
hey, Ron, let us know what happens. You've been to China?
Yeah. Yep. And here's the bad thing is that he's very obviously got an itinerary all mapped out. So you're going to really throw a wrench in it if you're going to be skipping certain things. And who knows how long this is going to take. I mean, this particular virus is the same strain as like SARS and MERS or whatever that
MERS.
Other
one
was.
MERS. Yeah.
And so that didn't just clear up in a little tiny while. That's a little bit of a problem.
It was like a good year, though it might not be as bad as SARS.
Right. I think you're right, and I do think they've got a handle on it.
However, we were talking off air. Wuhan is larger than any U.S. city.
When Danny told me this factoid, this blew my mind.
It's 11 million people.
Yeah.
Bigger than any U.S. city.
And we think of Shanghai and Beijing and Guangzhou and a few others, but we don't think of Wuhan as being that big. But obviously it was on his itinerary.
And talk about speed of transmission, or at least being carried. How about this patient in Chicago?
Yeah, exactly.
We're safe. We're in the middle of the United States. No, you're not. And then I see some UW-Platteville students just got back from Wuhan as well. So they're all sitting in their dorms. It's 9:24. We will be back. Our number, 855-616-1620. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line at WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:26 at WTMJ. Fox World Travel Show is on the air. The website, foxworldtravel.com. When you land there, you're going to see business travel because they do a lot of that. So they're really good at vacation travel. Excellent at business travel, so keep that in mind, but also vacation travel, and that's what Rose is here for.
And all of our offices are open seasonally on Saturdays, so you can reach one in after 10 o'clock.
There you go, so not too far away. Let's head to Hartford. That's where Len is. Hey, Len.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
My kids recently gave me a national park pass. And my wife is more sedentary. She likes to do Farmville for relaxing, and I'm more active. I'm a 1,000-miler for the Ice Age Trail. So I'm wondering if you have any suggestions for how we could both be able to use that pass.
Well, so it's admission to any national park.
Right.
Right.
Right. But is there, like, some locations that might be better that could accommodate both of us, or...
I think any of them will accommodate you, because they all have beautiful lodges and beautiful restaurants, and some of them actually even have spa services, so you can go off and do your thing, and she can stay back and enjoy the accommodations at some of these places.
Okay, yeah, that would be great, because we're kind of struggling over how we could.
Oh no! If you go
make
into
that all work together.
No. There are, if not within the park, even outside of the park, people have built gorgeous accommodations that have beautiful restaurants and beautiful spa services and all those kinds of things. So you go off and hike, and I'll stay back and have a cosmopolitan at the bar. Thank you very much.
Nice. Good luck with that, Lynn. Thank you very much. Yeah, I guess I'm picturing the national parks I've been to. Yeah, they're not set up for, it would need to be off-premise.
It could be. Yeah. Some of the lodges, though, at like Yellowstone and those kinds of things have nice. What do you mean? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
No, Yellowstone. I wasn't thinking of Yellowstone. I was thinking
You're thinking of
arches
and stuff, and where you have to drive through. And you know what? So you find a lovely spot and set up your little picnic.
And play Farmville and wait for Len to get home.
Exactly.
So there you go. Len's wife and then Sean's mom confirms Farmville is still around. I didn't know.
Oh, Remember, that's a fate that you played on.
Yeah.
Well, and Candy Crush. People used to play Candy Crush.
Oh, they're still doing it. Okay. Quick question in a minute, if you can answer this one. Traveling to Italy in June, flying into Venice and out of Rome. What's the best way to get from the airport in Venice to the hotel?
Well, it depends if you're staying on the island or not. If you're staying on the island, you have to take a water taxi to get to your hotel. But what I like to do wherever I'm going, if I've never been there before, I will pay the price for a private transfer. I love having somebody standing in the baggage claim area with a big sign that says, Rose! Then I get in my transfer, they take me there. Once I've got the lay of the land and I've kind of figured out where I am, then I can take public transportation. But my first experience as I arrive, I'd like it to be special and private.
Is it about the person holding the sign?
Pretty much so.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Was it the Bud, Dr. Galakowicz?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes, yes. But usually in Venice, it's going to be somebody with a slim-fitting suit and some lovely cologne.
Oh, not that guy. Yeah. Okay. All right. There you go. 9:30. Let's get caught up. We got 30 minutes left in the show. You can join us after at 855-616-1620.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 at WTMJ, 32 degrees. Fox World Travel Show on the air. The website, foxworldtravel.com. It's that easy. Make sure to check it out. Let's go to Whitewater. That's where Terry is. Hey, Terry.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
The question is, we've been going to the Caribbean area for me and my wife for 30 years, probably. We've been to all the different places. Jamaica, we were looking this year, where are we going to go? I said, well, Jamaica always calls us back. Let's just narrow the map down a little bit and focus on Jamaica. So what we're looking for is all-inclusive, adult only. What we found is either the places have the best beach in the whole world or the best pool in the whole world. They don't combine both. They don't need both of them to draw you in. So I'm looking, I know you've mentioned before that you're fond of Jamaica. And I was wondering if you had any recommendations of places that stand out in your mind.
Well, so is a beach important to you?
It is.
Because really and truly, if you need a good beach in Jamaica, you almost have to go to Negril.
Okay, yes.
Because there really isn't... there just isn't. Everything else is going to be a short walk. And if you're a beach walker or a beach lover, now there may be some that have nice sections of good beach, but it's not going to be like a 7 mile beach in Negril.
Yeah, we've been to the 7 mile beach, and that you can't even describe it, beautiful wise.
Right.
Then they have no pool. They've got a pool, but it looks like something that might be, in your neighborhood,
right?
Pool wise, and I understand because if they paid for the land at the beach, they don't need the pool,
right?
So, tell me, let's forget about the beach within reason. We're old enough now. We do not need to walk that 7 miles anymore.
Okay.
So, what if we come back to cut the beach down a little bit, have a nice beach, but not the 7 mile where it's absolutely perfect, and for a resort. Cost is not a real big factor. I don't want to pay big money, and I do not want a butler situation.
Right. So sandals is kind of, right. So sandals is kind of out. What my first reaction when I saw your message on the screen came was that I would recommend Secrets Wild Orchid or Secrets St. James. Those are side by side hotels that are run by Secrets, which is an AM resort, and they are what they call 5-star luxury unlimited luxury. They are just outstanding. You don't get that butler in your face, but you do get that same kind of service. Quality, quality food. The beach is okay there. It's not great, but it's okay. Another really good choice would be Hideaway at Royalton. And then you might also want to take a look at Hyatt Zilara Rose Hall.
Okay.
Those would probably be my top three. You know, back in the day, we used to tell everybody to get out of Montego Bay for whatever reason. And it really isn't that way anymore. They are building some phenomenal resorts there. And you don't have to have that 90-minute long, long drive to Ocho or Negril with a stop at a place that you don't want to stop at and get harassed and all of that kind of business. You can just go straight there from the airport. So Montego Bay is really becoming one of my favorites. And they've put some really nice all-inclusives in there.
Cool. Terry, thank you. And thank you for being a regular listener. Because, listen, he was quoting you.
Yes.
Rose, how about that? Okay, real quick before we go to break, this is from Ryan in West Bend. My family will be traveling to Innsbruck, Austria in March for a ski vacation, staying at the Hotel Munschein. How are the buses to get to the hotel from the airport? We're debating between that or a private shuttle.
So very similar answer to the gentleman or texter who was looking for advice about Venice. When I arrive someplace where I am not familiar, now, if this texter has been to Munich or rather Innsbruck before, and they know exactly what they're doing, it's one thing. But for me, especially on a ski vacation, I've got somebody there with the right size vehicle to hold our equipment, our bags, take us directly there. I'm a big, big fan of having private transfers on my arrival. I can deal with anything after that, but on my arrival, you've just had a long flight. You don't, you know, want to have everybody getting on each other's nerves at this point in time in the vacation. Have somebody standing there with a
Let
sign.
That be later.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Have somebody standing there with a sign with your name on it that's going to take you in the appropriate size vehicle to get you where you need to go.
Okay. Rose is here. You could join us. Let's talk after the break. 855-616-1620. Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. I got a text question about Alaska 2020. That's next.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
944 WTMJ. Let's see. Scattered snow showers this morning. Cloudy. Flurries this afternoon. 36. Kind of the pattern. Down to 32 tonight. 35 tomorrow. Clouds on Monday with a high of 37. We're sitting at 33 degrees at WTMJ on the Fox World Travel Show. Going to Greenfield. That's where Mary is. Hey, Mary.
Yes, good morning. First of all, I want to mention that we went on the trip with Elizabeth Kramer and John Bromage to London, Paris, and Normandy in September, and it was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank you so
much. Just wonderful.
Much. That's very kind of you to say so.
Yeah. And my question today is, what would be a couple places to stay if we go out to spring training that would be near Maryvale?
Glendale.
Glendale, that's probably closest and decent?
Yep. And that's usually where we stay. If I've got a couples and we're looking for condos, I use homeaway.com and I use VRBO. They're owned by the same company. And I really, one time many, many years ago, we had a situation where we got there and the pool was drained. And the owner was very apologetic. This is the beautiful thing about going with HomeAway or VRBO. You know the owner. They're picture and their name is on the face of the rental. And we called them and said, hey, what's going on? And he said, I'm terribly sorry. There was a new rule put in place that everybody has to have new filters. And so it will be without water for the good part of your 7-day stay. And he made arrangements with us to give us another free stay in an off peak time, so we went back in October. Another time I had to work while I was on vacation in a HomeAway rental. They gave me a password for the internet. They've all got Wi-Fi now. And I got there and it didn't work. And I had the owner's phone number and he said, oh my gosh, I'm terribly sorry. We had to change that last week. So that's what we use because we like to have a kitchen and all that kind of stuff. There are many, many hotels of major brands in that area as well. Now, you could certainly look at Scottsdale. That would be a little bit more of a drive. We go to more than just Brewer games. So if we want to go see the Diamondbacks and the Rockies playing at Talking Stick, we sometimes stay in Scottsdale. But if you go way far, like to Mesa or something like that, then you're going to have a bit of a drive.
Yeah, and that's what we don't want to do. Yep. So you said Glendale, right?
Glendale would be my choice, yep.
Okay, I thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, Mary. Appreciate that. We got to talk about passports and real ID.
We do. And I'm sorry to the listeners who are going to say, oh my gosh, please stop flogging this dead horse. But it's not a dead horse. It's real and it's happening. And as people are starting to approach the deadline, which is October 1st, we have all kinds of information out there that you can find online, but also some wrong information. A real ID is just a form of government-issued ID that will be accepted in all states to board an aircraft. That's what you need. It is not replacing a passport. It is not going to allow you to go back and forth between Mexico and Canada or anything like that. It's just taking the place of a driver's license in this case, where every state will look at that right-hand corner and see that star on every state's driver's license and understand it's a real ID.
Sooner or later, you have to have it.
Yep. October 1.
It's the super license.
Right. So here's the thing. Another form of real ID is a passport. So a passport, a real ID is not a passport, but you can travel with a passport if October 1 comes and goes and you have not yet renewed your driver's license, but you have a passport, that will work. So do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a passport and it's October 1. And you have not yet gotten the notice from the state of Wisconsin that your driver's license is up for renewal, and you don't want to go be bothered with that because you have another year and a half left of validity on your state-issued driver's license, you can fly domestically with your passport. So, that's real ID.
So you're going to need a real ID sooner or later.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
If you're never going to leave the country, you will not need the passport.
You will not need the passport.
All right. Okay.
So then you will have to follow the rules that come in your renewal notice from the state. However, if that doesn't happen before October 1, you will have to go to the website and figure it out. I'm seeing friends and family who are posting on Facebook and posting on Twitter, cursing out the DMV because they've now stood in line only to discover that, yes, they can renew their driver's license right now, January 27th, Monday, you can go. If you don't have the necessary paperwork, it will be a birth certificate. And if you are married, it will be a copy of your marriage certificate to get that real ID or a passport. They'll renew your driver's license, but it won't be real ID compliant.
And this is somehow the DMV's fault.
Correct.
Right. Okay. And that's not.
It's not. Not,
not, not.
It's not.
We'll be back. Give us a buzz. 855-616-1620. Hacking a Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
953 at WTMJ. Their website is foxworldtravel.com. Business travel, vacation travel, and open at 10 a.m. this morning.
And when we were talking to Terry about Jamaica, I started getting kind of crazy and looking at our website and seeing all of the all-inclusives in Mexico, the Caribbean, and beyond. And we have a whole page full of deals. So
deals, deals, deals.
Deals, deals, deals.
Text question, is it too late to book 2020 Alaska?
It is not. So again, it depends on how you want to do it. If you want to do it individually, absolutely, you still can. If you go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, and click on groups, there you will see, as we have our groups categorized, we actually have a section for just Alaska. It's actually North America, Alaska, and all-inclusive vacations. And there you will see all the Alaskas that still have space available and those that are sold out. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 that's of the 9 that still have space available on them. And the beautiful thing about it is if you're doing one of our land and sea adventures, we have negotiated so that the drink package never expires and is still included. So you're not out in the cold while everyone's having a cocktail and you're paying for it.
That's specialized for Wisconsin, ladies and gentlemen. Nice. Okay. Applied for global entry in November 18th. Heard nothing. My husband applied. Got a response in 3 days. We can't find a place for an interview. ready to give up? Any suggestions?
Well, the best thing I can tell you is this. I know a lot about this because I have been doing copious amounts of research online. When we start doing our travel shows, and when our first two happened February 26th in Neenah and February 27th in Brookfield, there is going to be a booth or a table manned by a few Fox World Travel experts, and we are going to be able to talk to you about global entry and TSA PreCheck and FAST and Sentry and all of the trusted traveler programs and Real ID and how you get them and all those kinds of things. So for anybody that needs help with that, the best thing I can suggest is to go to helpcbp, which is customborderprotection.gov. So we talk all the time about travel.state.gov. There is also a TSA website, and there is also a Customs and Border Protection. And those are the people that help you with your global entry. So it's CBP, so customsborderprotection.gov. And there is a section there where you can actually talk to somebody. Now, of course, it has to be during certain hours. I will tell you, I used this website to ask for a document, or actually a pamphlet, that we used to give all of our customers, and we used to order them. And in 24 hours, I got a response that said, thank you for your inquiry. We no longer print these. You'll, here is the PDF, and it's a 20-page pamphlet.
Nice.
Feel free to to print it and hand it out to your customers.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Let's talk about the World Showcase.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Coming up in a month, two locations, one in Neenah for you listening in the Valley, and one in the Milwaukee area as well. And this is, okay, tomorrow is Brewers on Deck. This is Travel on Deck for 2021, right?
It absolutely is. So all things Insight Vacations, we are going to blow your socks off with some new ones, and we're going to also exceed your expectations, but remind you that many of these are tried and true, and we do them every year or every other year. We know what you like. We know what you've told your friends and family about. Now they want to go on them. So that's what we're going to be talking about.
Okay. And it's going to happen on February 26th, which is a
Wednesday
night
at 6:30 at the Best Western Premier Bridgewood Resort Hotel in Neenah.
In Neenah, and in Brookfield happens the next night on the 27th, the World Tour Showcase for 2020 and 2021. And Gigi will be in town, right?
She will be. She's flying in, and now she no longer winters in Fort Lauderdale. She's actually in Thailand as we speak. She is in Bangkok.
Of course she is.
Yes, because that's what you do when you're a tour manager and you have a little time off. You go someplace you've never been before. So she is there, and she used to winter in Fort Lauderdale with her mother, but now she's running around the globe. And so she's actually flying internationally to come to see us for several days. And so we love this whole idea because you get to see, Gigi is not the only tour guide that we use with Insight Vacations, but she is the epitome of tour guides with Insight Vacations. She is an example. She is the best case example of what a tour guide is like when you, I've never traveled with Gigi. How do you like that?
Well, because you're tour guiding with other people.
Exactly.
Right?
And
right.
So we have Philip, and we have my friend Issam from Egypt, and all of these. We get the best tour guides because Insight and Fox have such a great relationship that they give us the best tour guides.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So if you're curious about that, it's always well attended. Fully staffed. You put all hands on deck for that thing, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And there are going to be some giveaways, and there are going to be some promotions, and there are going to be some discounts. And so really and truly, not to give you the hard sell here, but we don't want to get to a point where all of a sudden we run out of space.
Cool.
So RSVP online or 866-GO-FOX-GO at 10 o'clock when our office is open.
Thank you, my friend. See you in a week. Thank you.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.